We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mega.
You know, sometimes people throw out just like random stuff and like nobody takes it seriously. Like, oh, wait a second, that's actually a good idea. So what I'm really saying by saying actually, we should take it more seriously and let's
that's
do
actually
it.
Actually a good idea.
You say
that's
that.
Different.
You say
it's
that.
It's a crutch. Okay, I'm sorry. It's a crutch.
All right, okay. Right. All right. I'm not going to take it personally, okay? I'm going to get over it.
Wow. Actually, you're right.
Actually, a good point.
We are in Ravens Week, Patriots fans. And Ravens Week brings up memories of Lamar Jackson.
He's very fast. Yeah.
Trick plays.
John Harbaugh is livid about this one.
And that was a deception part of it. It was clearly a deception.
I don't know what's deceiving about that. Hey, those guys got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out.
And, of course, Ray Lewis.
You have to ask yourself. Why does a lion get up and roar? So loud.
Lou Merlone.
Yeah, those one-day contracts, I don't like it. Why? I don't know. I just don't like it.
Christian Fourier.
All right, I'm coming up with something now. Dunsky.
Oh, you know what I got? I got milk is for perverts.
Megan Ottolini.
Hey, mother effer, you better get out there and run.
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
Let's go to break.
WEEI.
All right, later on this hour, we'll give away some Sox tickets to the Orioles September 28th. But first, make sure you join us. It's Odyssey's I'm Listening Special. It's the annual two-hour national mental health conversation. It's this Saturday, September 24th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's on 93.7 FM WEEI. You can hear insights from respected mental health professionals and from some of the biggest names in music and sports. It includes Dak Prescott, Stephen A. Smith, Ricky Williams, Lizzo, Carrie Underwood, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry, and more, and of course, your story. So join us for the constructive, supportive conversation about mental wellness right here on WEI and the free Odyssey app. For more, visit imlistening.org. All right, before I get to a conversation with one Dan Orlovsky talking about this New England Patriots team, this wide receiver group, and Mac Jones, I want to get to the phone calls. We were just talking about Lamar Jackson back in 2018. You had an opportunity to get him. You didn't. You drafted a Jag instead and Sony Michel. Let's go to Dana in East Boston. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, pal.
Hey, you know, I mean, they couldn't get any quarterback. Remember that quarterback room? It was Brissett, Garoppolo, and Brady. They get rid of Brissett. It's all about Brady and Kraft back then. So get rid of Brissett. You get rid of Garoppolo. They couldn't have grabbed Lamar Jackson. Brady wouldn't have allowed it. Neither would have Kraft.
They drafted Garoppolo, right?
What's that?
I mean, they drafted Garoppolo.
No, but they got rid of him.
No, I know, but when he was younger, they drafted Garoppolo, you know, when pretty good player. Pretty surprised as high as they drafted
him. He wasn't, Lou, he wasn't a stud. So Brady's all of a sudden you have a pretty good quarterback room, and they got to get rid of these two guys. They should have traded Brady. I mean, we didn't think that at the time. But, you know, he's not practicing with the receivers. He's not, getting in shape on his own. And they actually let him go because they had to get him out of the room.
Who are you talking about?
He's talking about Garoppolo.
Well, first of all, the whole idea, this is when Bill was being real, it felt like being real honest and open, was like, you know, Brady's not going to play forever.
They let Garoppolo go in 2016 because it was decision time.
Yeah, they had no choice.
It was like, what are you going to do? You're going to sign an extension? If Garoppolo was still a rookie and it wasn't decision time, it wasn't year four, which it was coming up, don't you think Garoppolo would have still been here? If he was under rookie contract for the next two or three years, you would have kept him as long as you could. So you could have had a rookie Lamar Jackson just sitting behind Tom for a year, maybe two.
Is it possible that Josh McDaniels went down to Florida, came back, and said, I still like what we have in Stidham more?
I hope not. Jesus,
I mean, really, chance. He brought Stidham out to Vegas.
Oh God,
I know as a backup though, because he knows the offense.
Okay, but I'm saying,
and Hoyer wouldn't leave.
Like they had Stidham, they maybe didn't know what they had in him yet, and then they go to see Lamar. Like, and they're like, well,
I don't know how you can,
if
you see Lamar Jackson in person and he's just doing his, his college, workout, like you saw all these other quarterbacks do, and oh, what an unbelievable throw. And the receiver slows down to catch it. It looks like he catches it in stride. Like if he does one of those things, are you overly impressed? I mean, I don't know if you see the guy move and you see him throw and
you see the arm strength and you see him run.
Holy crap. Yeah, how are you throw the hell out of the
Stidham
ball.
Is better.
Oh, my bad. They selected Stidham in 2019.
Yeah, the year
so
after
whiffing on Lamar, then
the
they
future quarterback, which is Stidham.
Yeah. Earlier today, we talked to Dan Orlovsky of ESPN. By the way, if you missed it, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. You just subscribe to Maloney, Foria, and Mego on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. And we were asking him about, we had the discussion yesterday about this crowded wide receiver room. You got four guys now. You got Thornton coming back here in probably week six, whatever it might be. And I had asked him, are you better off just having three guys or is four sort of cluttering it up and no one's really getting going? And interesting enough, this is what Dan Orlovsky had to say about that group.
It's not bad to have that. Here's where they are lacking and here's where the issue shows. Those guys are all threes and fours. They don't really have a number one or number two wide receiver. That's where it is when you're designing these offensive plays. Oftentimes it's, well, here's our one, let's get him the ball, and we've got our two here. And listen, our three is so good that if they're paying extra attention to our one and two, you're going to get their fourth or fifth corner. Go wear him out. That's where the issue shows.
Mm-hmm. So they have a bunch of threes and fours. I take exception to the four part. I don't know if they have fours, because to me, fours aren't starters in the league. You go three wide, two wide, three wide, depends on personnel. So I don't think they have any fours from these four guys that they have. I think they have threes, and the reason why they're not number two is because there's no real, like, stud, no pig, Mego. Like, that's like, I was a wide receiver stud, but I think there's threes. I don't think there's a four. I disagree with that.
I mean, if I threw out some, you're talking about, like, wide receiver duos, okay? You can think right now the easiest one is Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Then you could go to Justin Jefferson, maybe Adam Thielen, something like that. Or you could go Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro.
Steph Diggs, Gabe Davis.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at going, if the Raiders have Devontae Adams, and then you throw, and then you give them Jacoby Myers, or isn't that the same, isn't that just as good? I mean, I had this debate with Andy Hart, and I feel like he's 100% just as capable. If you gave them Nelson Aguilar, if you gave them Kendrick Bourne as a solid number two with a Justin Jefferson, with a Devontae Adams, that guy is getting so many looks. He's not getting double covered. He's getting the third best, maybe the second best corner or cover guy. He's getting favorable looks, and he's getting the opportunity to run an offense that he's completely familiar with. That's an unbelievable opportunity. Like every number two with an obvious ace, let's call these guys aces. Let's not call them number ones because there's not a ton of aces in the league. But if you bring any number two with a number with an ace, he's automatically going to be so much more better.
Yeah.
I agree with that, Christian. So when Dan Orlovsky says that they have a bunch of threes and fours, I think that's a little too critical. Even saying that you have a bunch of threes, because I do think, to your point, Christian, that if there was a true elite receiver, a true number one, a true ace on this squad, then it would be pretty easy to go to, okay, Jacoby's your number two. Instead, because there is no, like, one receiver that you see a marriage between, like Josh Allen and Steph Diggs. Even though there is a number two, we saw Josh Allen throw three of four touchdowns to Steph Diggs in Monday Night Football. And I know that that's the extreme example, but if there was anything close to that on the Patriots, then you look at it and go, okay, so Jacoby's two, Kendrick's three or something. At least that's how I think it should work. I think if you took Kendrick or Jacoby and put them on some of these other rosters, they would be the obvious number
two.
See,
I'm starting to look more and more like a Devontae Parker as like just does not fit. Because if you tell me you have Myers, Bourne, and Aguilar, speed guy, a little speed guy, get the ball in Bourne's hands, cross the middle, and obviously third and short, start the drives with Jacoby Myers. Then here comes Thornton later on to kind of be another boost to it. And it's like, and this is why I was asking him, like, you have four guys, you're trying to get them all involved. So you want Kendrick Bourne involved more, okay? In order to do that, you're taking somebody else off the field. You want him less involved.
who would that be? And I keep coming back to Devontae Parker.
He's already uninvolved. He's on the field, and he's currently uninvolved. He's playing 80% of snaps and getting targeted twice, and one of them results in a turnover in both games.
And I just don't you think, like, if you just were like, okay, these are your wide receivers. You know, it's Jacoby, Steady Eddie, you know, that guy. Then you got Bourne, you got Aguilar. And you're like, isn't that just lining up these three guys and getting familiar with them and figuring out get a good connection with all three of them better than, like, force-feeding a Devontae Parker in here over a Kendrick Bourne or over any of those other three guys? Those are the three I want out there.
And then you can throw in an interesting guy.
Well, like, then you got a rookie coming
Jordan
back.
Can just go in.
But then you got a rookie coming back who start off with limited snaps and see if he pops and eventually takes over a bigger role. But he is that fourth wide receiver because he is a rookie. And if he's exceptional, then if he takes someone's job, so be it. But I feel like Devontae Parker is sort of just muddying the waters here with kind of what we want to see. I want to see fast guys. I want to see Bourne. I want to see Aguilar. I want to see Thornton.
So this is something
going
back to what we talked about earlier in the week, where it appears that if you go back through the clippings and everything, Matt Patricia was the guy behind the Devontae Parker bringing him in the offseason. So Bill Belichick, this is something that he's traditionally been really good at, like just being able
drafting
to
wide receivers.
Cut ties and say, like, this isn't working. Doesn't matter how much you're making here. It doesn't matter how you came here. Like, you're not producing on the field, so I'm going with this guy instead. Going back to Bledsoe Brady, like, the most classic case, and then go on through the decades of time. And I just wonder how much patience he'll have seeing Devontae Parker on the field again and again and again if he doesn't start getting the production.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what do they want that production to be.
Is he going to be comfortable enough stepping into Matty P and going, I know that you put a lot of work into this and a lot of investment into this, but it's not showing out.
Well, I would.
We're moving on, Matt.
Oh, from my guy?
Can
you
say that?
No. Yeah, whatever you like.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, whatever you like, Bill. Whatever's best for the team, Bill. Whatever you say,
Bill.
But will
Bill
even
say that?
Oh, yeah. I think that there's... He has the advantage right now because Bourne was already in the doghouse, so it's almost like Devontae Parker just got a little longer leash, you know, and to figure things out to make plays. But now Bourne is playing again; he's making plays. He's obviously a favorite of Max. Not that he hates Devontae Parker, but listen, so far I don't know if I want to throw you the ball anymore. You have how many targets and two interceptions?
Four targets, two picks.
Four targets,
one
two
catch,
picks.
9 yards.
Like it doesn't.
Leads
I mean,
the team in snaps.
I mean, my priority would be, running a seam route with the tight ends.
See, Dan also said, talking about the rest of this division. I would agree that Hill and Waddle are one-twos.
I would agree
that Diggs and Gabe Davis is there. Now, they also have McKenzie and Crowder who kind of complement that. I'm not ready to go as far as he did with the Jets. Garrett Wilson, now listen, if he looks like he did last week, what do you have, 100 yards, couple of touchdowns, fantastic. Elijah Moore. I love them both. Corey Davis, they have a better crew than you. I would rather have that crew moving forward. But I'm not ready to call them a number one and a number two. We haven't gone there yet, right? Like, Garrett Wilson could be. Elijah Moore could be, like, one of them. But ready to call them a one and a two? He was pretty, they're a one and a two, those two guys. And I was like, wow.
Well,
kind of early for
the
that.
The only way that you're going to get that ace wide receiver, because that's what Devontae Adams is. Those types, the Cooper Cups of the world, those are aces. Like, no matter what is happening, no matter what you do, they're still getting them the ball. In order to get that, you either get lucky, draft, and develop, or you spend a bunch of money and you get the guy in free agency.
Well,
some buddy trade with that's the only way you're doing it.
You can just look at 2021 free agency, and the decision they made was not to go out and get somebody and go all in on, three guys. They spread a lot of money out across a lot of guys that they brought in because there were so many holes on the roster because the roster was Swiss cheese. And so you end up with kind of a flat group, as we've seen so far, definitely in terms of the pass catchers that they brought in.
Which is right, Chris, to your point, it's got to be Ty Thornton. He has to be really good. Because I don't see them going out in free agency and doing what some of these teams did, giving up what it takes to get Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams, we had a call, so you got to get a top five pick to get these guys. No, you don't. Devontae was 53rd. Devontae Adams was the 53rd pick. Cooper Kupp was what? What round? Fifth? Sixth? I don't even know where the hell he went. So you don't need. You're going to get lucky. Look at the N'Keal Harry draft. I take McLaurin here in a minute. Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, all these guys going after him. You don't need a top 10 pick. You need to get lucky in the draft because I don't see them doing the spending thing in free agency. So Ty Thornton, whatever his nickname is, he's got to be good.
What did you say it was?
Whatever
Christian?
His nickname is.
Electro.
I know.
Jack Skellington.
Yes. It is definitely not.
I call him Skelly.
All right. Speaking of these weapons, what about the guy that's directing them all? We asked Dan Orlovsky his take on Mac Jones through 2 weeks. Very interesting take. You hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so we had a debate here recently about Mac Jones, you know, talking about these contracts, getting ready to play Lamar Jackson. He's going to get a monster contract like you've seen a lot of these quarterbacks get at the tail end of their career. And the question is Mac Jones one of those big money contracts? Is he a guy that can take you to a Super Bowl? Well, we talked to Dan Orlovsky of ESPN, and I asked him just that. Those two things. Is he a winning Super Bowl winning champion, quarterback, rather, that can take you there? And is he a big money quarterback?
I believe Mac has the ability to become a guy that you can go win a Super Bowl with. I absolutely do. At the quarterback spot, you got to beat teams three ways: with your arm, with your mind, and with your legs. Unless you're elite at everything else. And that's where I fall with Mac. Mac is elite at everything. Everything else. He's got to be in a very unique system. He absolutely has to be surrounded by the high-end people. If you make sure that you continue to support him in the right way, and he's in a system that is built upon utilizing those elite skills of ball placement, coverage identity and location, the ball handling, like that, all those things, yeah, you can go win a Super Bowl with him for sure. 3 years from now, is he a big-money quarterback? Not unless he gets out of the situation he's in right now.
Okay, can we start from the beginning? You got to be elite. Okay, so to win a Super Bowl, you have to be arm strength?
With your legs.
Okay.
Or with your brains.
So those three things.
Or you need to be elite at everything else.
Like what? What is that? So if you don't have the three most important things, Megan, what is it?
So
he said it at the end there.
He was trying to say it at the end there. He said ball placement, coverage identification, and ball control.
Security.
So I guess that's security. Be accurate, be able to know what you're looking at and call it out at the line.
That's smart. Isn't that being smart?
It sounds like game management, though, doesn't it?
It
sounds like being a game manager.
That's exactly what he said. He said, if he's a game manager, so don't screw it up. Don't give me stupid penalties and stupid interceptions. Don't put the team in a bad position. Just keep it clean and we'll win.
And on top of that, he said he has to be in a unique system and he has to be surrounded by high-end people.
Oh, jeez. I mean, what else does he want? I mean, honest to God, what else does he want?
I took that answer as no.
The answer is no.
Like, that's how I took that answer, no. Because when I say, like, what is he great at? And I kind of get like, oh, it's intangibles. You know what I mean?
Measure him.
It's just, yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, there's a reason. Because it's like, oh, trust me on this. It's his brain. Okay, I'll trust you. He's smart. I don't know. Ball placement. Okay. I mean, can be inaccurate. You know, he was good there for a while. And then last year kind of faded a little bit. The league figured him out. This year, not so much. Ball security. A couple interceptions. Just throwing it up for grabs. And he probably should have had three. I don't know. Whenever he's like, why is this guy great? It should be like, well, arm strength, beat you with the legs, playmaking ability, those sort of things, and brains. That's why you're great and smart. But when it's like, is his arm strength, legs, no. But trust me, it's the intangibles.
Is he tough?
It's like,
that's an intangible. That's something that's tough. So he's tough.
I would say he's definitely
I feel like
tough.
We need to write an intangible list for Mac.
But I mean, every quarterback needs to have talent around
leader.
Him, right?
There you go. There's another one.
Like Brady needs to have talent around him. Like, I don't even know, maybe Mahomes doesn't. I have no idea because I don't think he really does as much other than Kelsey. But, everybody does. Like, Aaron Rodgers needs to have talent around him too, right? And maybe he'll figure it out with these young wide receivers. So I agree with that part, but it's just...
The answer's no. The answer's no. I feel like he said no.
But wasn't talent. He said high-end people. So you could take that from being... Yes. Yeah. So support staff.
He doesn't have that either.
Look, good guys. He just needs good guys.
He needs guys who make him laugh.
But when he says high-end money, like Josh Allen, no. Okay, well, we went over this yesterday. There's no middle class in football. Like if you're a starting quarterback, you're sitting there saying, okay, maybe I don't want 50. Maybe it's not guaranteed money, but I'm going to want 45. Like, I'm going to want that area. And it's like, no, you're not one of those guys. We're going to give you 25. It's like, no quarterback makes 20, 25. Like, there's no middle class at all. It's either, like, you're a franchise guy, you get paid like one, or the team lets you go and you try to prove it somewhere else, like a Baker Mayfield's trying to do or whatever, right?
Is there any
way? You either get it or you don't.
Is there any way that Kraft talks him into it. I don't know if that sounds very naive, but they did it once before of, you know, hey, take a little less, take a little less. And that was after the Super Bowl.
After he was the highest paid quarterback in the league, like in his first deal or two. Like Brady was the highest paid quarterback in the league. Like
for a year.
Like five or 6 years into it. And then it was like,
caught up.
Then it was readjust, restructure. Give me more money up front. Give me more money up front. Change my cap number and everything else. But after he got his money, right?
It's going to be very interesting.
Stop it.
Very, very interesting. Because I just wish he would have said no. Because after he lists those things out, I'm like, so he actually needs a Trent Dilfer situation, right? He needs a Brad Johnson situation. He needs a defense we haven't seen in decades.
And those guys show it's not sustainable.
That's what he's talking about.
Everybody throws out those names. Yeah, you can win. Look at this guy. Look at that guy. Look at Nick Foles. It's like, okay, it's not sustainable. As you saw, it's not sustainable.
No, it isn't. And it's really like those situations, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime type situation. Like when you start listing quarterbacks that are teams that won in spite of their quarterback.
But
Joe Flacco had an unbelievable postseason. So you sit there and go, all right, he was actually doing some good things, but Trent Dilfer was not. Brad Johnson was not. I mean, those are the things you're like, how the hell did they win? Well, Tampa had an unbelievable defense. There's Hall of Famers littered all over that offense. And then same with Baltimore. I mean, that's the thing. So, doom and gloom today. Wow, we're ending like the last day of summer, and we're gonna end like this, like fall starting to.
I don't even know. Summer ended like when my kid went to school. Really the last day of summer?
Well, technically, isn't it today like the last day of summer?
That's what I heard. Summer in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It got cold in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's like I'm already got my sweatshirts out.
It's false fall right now. It'll come back.
Fall, and you can get apples.
Yeah.
Fall is the time for apples.
Yes.
Especially in 22. Out of 22 is the time for apples. All right. By the way, time now to give up some Red Sox tickets. Right now, be caller number 9 to the contest line. That is 617-931-0937. Again, 617-931-0937. You're going to score 2 tickets to see the Red Sox play the Orioles on September 28th and parking at the Prudential Center. Are you driving to the game? Well, you can park at the Prudential Center garage where parking is just $20 for all games and a $100 gift card to the Time Out Market. That is fantastic.
That place is great.
It is. It's Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway. All under one roof. TimeOutMarket.com. There you go. A couple of tickets to the Orioles. Again, that number 617-931-0937. That is caller number 9. All right, let's get the last call because this is a good one here. I like this one.
Yeah, we got it. This may be, like, I want to, like, imagine if Mego is in this situation, what she would do.
We're going to test Mego whether, like, being mean is humor or not.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. All right, so Vic Faust, he's an anchor at Fox 2. And now,
where is that?
That is
St. Louis.
St. Louis. So this was sort of, I guess it was like digitally recorded, right? So it was like off the air.
Off mic, off the air, whatever.
So Pop apparently mic. His co-host, Crystal, I don't know if ever last
Cooper.
Name here. Crystal Cooper, sorry. So they got into a little disagreement. Apparently on the air, she criticized like his computer skills or something like that on the radio, okay? Off the air. So apparently off the air now, that discussion continued. Like I said, it was digitally recorded. Ryan, what do you got?
I was going to say, so this is actually, they do a radio show together at a hard rock station called The Viper. And yes, the very, very hard rock. And yes, he had brought up numerous times that he was having issues with his computer, and she called him out for going, I don't know if that's an interesting topic, which leads to the audio that you're about to hear.
Oh, it's bad.
Listen, you're a bad, nasty, and you don't bring up on air when I fucking have your back. You're a fucking fat. I don't care if you're here or not.
Be like that, guys. Come on, man.
Serious?
I let it go yesterday.
But you called me stupid for the second time.
Who brought up the stupid subject?
It wasn't a stupid subject.
You were making fun of me because I was dealing with a computer.
Chris was too. It wasn't just me. No, Chris wasn't. Yes, he said, oh my God, it's going to be here in 3 weeks.
He didn't say anything on air.
Yes, he did. Go back and listen. He was laughing when I did it.
You have a history of attacking me on air.
No, I don't. You have a history of attacking me on air. Are you kidding?
You and your big fat looking ass. Don't come back. And I'll call you a every day.
Okay, good for you.
Fat self-righteous bring up it to attack me on air yesterday, and you did.
I did not attack you. Grow the up. Grow up.
You grow up, you fat.
acting like an immature
You think you're special because you went to Vela, but you're nothing.
Okay. I think you're talking about yourself.
Your kids have a terrible mom. I feel sorry for them.
Wow.
You've never admitted that you're wrong because you think that you're wrong.
Exactly. Because we were having fun.
You got 20 seconds. Just
we're coming back. Coming back on air.
I remember that we've had some nice days like that. Yeah, yeah. But that is aggressive. I love the producers like, can you guys stop? You guys stop fighting.
So just for context, we trimmed that just in the interest of time. That was 5 minutes. That was their entire commercial break is this psycho ripping this girl.
How do you go back on air?
I want to hear whatever segment they did right after this. I need to.
Oh my God. So Vic obviously was fired.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was like, oh, so
he sounds a little hard to work with.
He had an apology, on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
I am very sorry. My words hurt Crystal, my colleagues, and family. I made a huge mistake, and I am ashamed. As I work and to earn trust again, I hope we can have an open dialogue about respect in the workplace and forgiveness. Seriously?
There is a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos.
My mistakes are not my kids. Please respect their privacy. But when he says, I hope we can have an open dialogue about respect in the workplace and forgiveness.
This
did
guy,
he just put mistake in
dude,
his
dude, it sounds
kids?
Like you need it. I don't
mistakes
know.
And kids in the same thing.
He doesn't want anybody picking on his kids because he went nuts. So is this like a music station show?
It's or a hard rock, used, yeah.
I mean, but isn't that kind of part of their like shtick?
Is that? See, I'm very interested in how this came in the first place because her microphone was very, very loud. My personal, and I have no doubt.
She knew it was coming. She turned it on.
I think she knew this was coming, and I think that microphone got turned on.
Oh, so wait. So this was a hot mic. It wasn't her recording it with her phone.
Out. That's the thing. No, it sounds like she recorded something because of how much louder she is than he is.
Listen to this guy.
I don't understand.
Down.
Why doesn't she just say, go F yourself and leave a room?
I was going to say, like if some guy was talking to you like that,
she's
unless you were trying to go them, though.
Yeah, that's what it was. Entrapment.
Because we asked Mega, like, hey, Mega, what would you do if somebody was doing that too? She said, I would tell him to go F off and whatever. Like,
well, maybe the reason why she did it is because she knew that she was just going to let him dig it and be like,
she was
you're being
him
really
up.
Mean. I'm not really, I don't like this. I don't
you're
like right. this
you're
at all.
You're attacking me.
Hey, whatever.
I feel threatened.
Still, no excuse
right,
for what
go.
He did. Oh, we got to go. We'll be back at it tomorrow, too. Have a great night, everybody. Tommy Curran will join us and during that show, I think at 4:30. Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.